An Ontario man has continued his bike ride across the country to raise awareness for arrhythmogenic right ventricular cardiomyopathy, or ARVC. Adam Hurt says that the disease of the heart muscle has affected members of his family, including his children. He also lost his wife to the disease 20 years ago. Now, you'll remember we checked in with Adam back in August when he was getting set to take off, but he has now landed in Ottawa today and joins us on the phone this morning. Welcome back, Adam. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much. Good morning, everybody.
And how are you feeling?
Feel fantastic. It's been a great ride so far. We're at about the 2,800 kilometer mark and feeling strong, feeling good, and still feel like getting on my bike every morning. So it's all good.
That's fantastic. Still motivated, obviously. 2,800 kilometers. Just run us through what a typical day's been going like for you, Adam.
Yeah, for sure. Basically, I'm up pretty early. I've always been an early riser, so I have some nutrition before dawn, and I'm usually start pedaling by 6 or 7. And depending on the conditions or my schedule, my plan for the day, I'm riding anywhere. I'll finish up anywhere between kind of noon and 3 o'clock, where my teammate Ian will be waiting with the trailer, and we'll settle in. We'll relax a little bit after the day's ride, and then get some more nutrition and do any outreach or just do what needs to be done for the rest of the day in whatever community I've been in.
Yeah, good for you guys. That sounds like an incredible workout every day. I'm tired just hearing about it. You mentioned the awareness work that you've been doing, and we have chatted a bit about ARVC. Maybe just remind listeners exactly what the disease is and how it affects someone.
Yeah, so ARVC is an inherited condition, as you mentioned in your lead up, of the heart muscle. Basically, what happens is through some gene mutations, the muscle turns into a type of fatty tissue, which stops allowing electrical conductivity through the heart, and so people very often late youth or young adults have sudden cardiac arrest and most often without warning, and it unfortunately very often causes death.
And part of why you're doing this ride is because of how it has affected your family. How has ARVC kind of had an impact on your family over the past 2 decades?
Yeah, in 2001, we lost my wife Jackie to sudden cardiac arrest, and they were not able to give us any explanation as to why. Until 17 years later, when my son Greg had his first cardiac arrest at the age of 20, that was in 2018. We've lost Jackie. Greg has now had 5 cardiac arrests and is in a vegetative state in a long-term care home, and 6 other members of our family are at risk of this as well.
And incredibly sorry to see how this has affected you. You can see where your motivation is coming from clearly here. Just wondering, I know the awareness has been part of this kind of along the bike ride, so you were planning on visiting with people and doctors along the route. How has that been going so far?
Oh, it's been far more than I could have hoped for, Andrew. Through our changes in schedule and things, we ended up starting in Newfoundland, which wasn't the original plan, but Newfoundland happens to be a hot spot for this disease, and everybody on the island knows somebody who has died of ARVC, and that in itself, just starting there and spending 1,000 kilometers on the rock was absolutely inspirational. I had many, many people and families directly affected by ARVC come out and meet me on the highway along my journey, and just chatted with so many people, and that's just fueled my fire, and we've just continued through the other 5 provinces so far.
That's fantastic. Canadians and particularly Newfoundlanders are very generous, as you can attest to. And just in terms of people following along with your route, I wanted to know just if people wanted to make a donation. I know there has been a GoFundMe set up to kind of raise awareness for this. Just wondering where you're at in terms of your fundraising goal and how people can help donate.
Sure. We're doing really good, really well in terms of the GoFundMe, which was kind of the setup designed to help fund the ride. So we're where we want to be with that. Another great place to contribute, which is really our kind of our long-term goal, is we're supporting the medical research team at Peter Monk Cardiac Center in Toronto. And so they can go onto our website, www.arvcfamilysupports.com. UHN.org and click on the UHN tab, and they can donate directly to help us sponsor a fellowship to join the research team.
That's fantastic. So it sounds like they want to get a dedicated research person on that team.
Yeah, exactly. They're beefing up the electrophysiology research team. They're beefing it up with a couple of electrophysiologists to help work on this. And yeah, our family is committed to help providing one of those additional team members.
Well, that's fantastic news. Do you see, in terms of the rest of your journey, I know it has kind of changed a little bit, but are you headed back to Newfoundland now, or where's the rest of the route taking you?
No, so I'm from southwestern Ontario, so we're going to end up in St. Jacobs, Ontario on Thanksgiving, so just a little bit over a week from now, and from there we'll take a pause and spend the winter months at home, and next May I'll pick up and go out to the Pacific Ocean and paddle home again from the other side of the country.
That's fantastic news. Well, do some shopping in St. Jacobs for me. I would appreciate that. And all the best with finishing off this leg of the journey. I hope we can catch up when you finish off, Adam. All the best.
That'd be great, Andrew. And if anybody wants to come and see me today, I'm at the trolley station at Britannia Park today at 12 noon. I'll be around this afternoon under the shelter in the rain. So come on by and say hi if anybody wants to see me.
That's fantastic. Thanks so much, Adam. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Andrew. Take care.
It's Adam Hurt cycling across the country for ARVC. That's arrhythmogenic ventricular cardiomyopathy. It's a rare heart condition that cost his wife her life. He's also left his son in a vegetative state. So he is cycling across the country in honor of that. You can there is a GoFundMe page that you can make a donation on. It's called ARVC Bike Ride for Greg. You can find that online. $14,000 over its $10,000 goal. So. Some great work happening in the community. He's cycling into Ottawa today. He's here right now. Today, he'll be at Britannia. Like he said, at 12 noon today, rain or shine. Just a very inspirational story from Adam Hurt.